trustees. First item on the agenda, well, let me explain too that it's Thursday, September 20th, 2018. First item on the agenda is public comment. Are there any members of the public who wish to speak to this board? I see none, so we'll go to item number two. Any conflicts of interest with any items on the agenda? I suspect not, because we're not really voting on them. We'll move to item number three. Information, an update on the purchase of the Magna Police Station. That you, Frank?
Yeah.
All right.
We're not going to do that.
How are the green light there?
Tell him that.
Hello.
Hello, this is Max Burdick.
All right, welcome. You've made the connection. Thank you for calling in, Max. Appreciate it.
All right, yes, thank you, Max.
No problem. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put it on mute. Just listen.
That's right. We appreciate that. We're going to talk about the purchase of the Magna Police Station now, and Frank Nakamura is going to update it.
Thank you, Board. So what I anticipate doing is preparing a draft agreement, sale agreement, as you remember, under the lease agreement, you have an option. So we will begin exchanging documents with the attorneys representing the Magna Water District. I just talked to Harry Suval, legal counsel with UPD, and they don't necessarily have to be a party to this agreement, just consent that we are exercising our option. If it's okay with the board, I'm going to go ahead and begin the preparation of the draft documents. This is much easier than maybe most purchase and sale because the price is set. The way you evaluate what that price, the purchase price is all set. I don't believe there's going to be much due diligence because you did due diligence when DPD leased the property. Trying to get the due diligence documents, we may have to do a phase one environmental. But other than that, and then what I anticipate is hopefully we'll have the drafts worked out and agreed upon by the parties, which will then require approval of the board. And we will then bring that on to the board on October 18th. And hopefully the Magna Water District can get it on their board for approval. And from there, we can then just go ahead and proceed to close it. I've already contacted Alpha Title Company to just make sure the title is clean, and they'll handle the closing. So that's where we're at with this purchase.
All right, well, thank you, Frank. Now, are there any members of the board who don't agree that he should go forward with this? All right, then I think you have our blessing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Let's update on the Kearns Police Station now.
Let me ask Chief Atkinson to update that. We had our hopes raised, and apparently they've gotten dashed, and we're trying to save us.
Thank you, members of the board. What happened is I became aware of a piece of property that I was originally told wasn't able to be developed while attending the Kearns Township meeting. The property is actually owned by the Kearns Ochre Park Fitness Center. And a developer was putting in about 50 homes on this large piece of land. On one portion of the land was a stormwater retention pond, and there was some controversy about long-going maintenance of that retention basin. So, long story short, they originally said that they would like to donate that for a precinct building, but then apparently they came up with an idea to create a HOA to take care of that. And so now they're moving down the route of developing it. So that property is no longer available. It's being sold to a developer. So it looked like a great opportunity, but it quickly vanished.
So what's plan B?
We had a meeting scheduled last week to meet with Mayor Bush and Allison Weiner from Salt Lake County to look at other possible options, but that meeting was canceled. We're going to reschedule that meeting. The search is ongoing for either some existing space that we could lease or some land for to purchase, with the idea that we'd build a new precinct building. So The options are kind of limited in Kearns, but the search goes on.
All right, well, I presume. Councilman Peterson, anything to add to this in terms of finding them a place?
No, we're still looking. There's some vacant buildings coming up. No, we haven't looked in.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't know what to tell you other than her.
You know, Councilman, the library is going to be expanded, you know, a large expansion on that area that is just right adjacent to our current building. And someone commented, maybe we ought to just buy the building they're in, tear it down, and rebuild there. But that would be a great option, then just build a complex there with the new library and the police department and everything.
Well, there might be some utility in terms of looking at it as a complex, in terms of just possibly lesser construction costs and other costs associated with that. How viable is that idea, do you think? And where are we on?
I don't think it's very viable. Attending the meetings on that, so where the existing library stands, they're going to use for parking for the new library that's being built, and the street between the two, they're going to close to vehicle traffic and just make it pedestrian traffic. So the library is coming down in December, I believe, and then they have to do some drilling for some geothermal heating that they're going to have in the new facility. So it's my understanding that there isn't space there for us.
Do we know,
is that correct, Bobby?
Yeah, it's my understanding that originally there was the idea of the campus, but I think it's...
Well, that's what I have thought, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 5 is the update on the tax increase proposal.
Thank you. We have successfully visited all of the metro townships. We started with Magna Metro Township, then White City, then Kearns, and last night we covered both Copperton and Immigration Canyon. All have passed the resolution to approve the tax levy increase to the 3% level. We have made a request to get on the county council agenda for Tuesday, which would be the last stop for their approval, and notice on the public meeting for that tax increase.
And that date was?
December 13th at 6 p.m.
And we're doing this because of item number 6, the new tax requirement, the tax notification requirements, is that correct?
Correct.
So really what we've just done is taken care of 5, 6, and 7?
Well, Frank is going to talk about the item number 6.
All right.
And all right. Item number 7.
Okay.
I'll be brief.
Okay.
So in your packets is a matrix that's been prepared by the Utah State Tax Commission to outline the process for implementing a tax rate that exceeds the certified tax rate. And part of this is as a result of new legislation that took effect in the spring of this year. So I think what we wanted to make sure is that you had the process and that are following along, and I think that I know that some of it may be a little seem burdensome, but these are the processes that are very specific in the statute, and so we do appreciate your patience in terms of complying with each of these as far as notices, and that if you would just have this in front of you, this is what we're following. Scott and I had the opportunity to meet with Jennifer Hansen, who is the head of the Property Tax Division of the State Tax Commission. She was very helpful. Indicated to me that there's one specific piece of legislation that was passed this spring that we should really track and keep an eye on. This had to do with the municipalities of Slovisa and, of course, course, the county council. So, and I also do this because we are going to be presenting resolutions to you. The reason why we're doing this is, of course, we need to get your approval. However, I really want to make sure the record that we have documents very clearly that we did follow each and every process in the statutes.
And it,
and that is a bit different than what we've been used to doing.
Yeah, so thus leading up to the next resolution is we are required, as you can see on the matrix and by statute, to advise the Salt Lake County Council of the first date, first, I read the statute to mean first public hearing date that we will discuss the budget, which would include this proposed property tax increase. They have in their matrix the first public meeting. So that presented some confusion, so we decided to notify the county council of both dates. That being October 18th, we will be presenting the tentative budget, and so that's the first meeting where we'll discuss it. But the really first public hearing on the budget will be December 13th. And so, complying with the statute, we prepare a resolution, which we'll ask you to vote on, and a letter that will be coming from Slavisa to the county council, advising them of the first dates, public meeting date, and public hearing date that we'll discuss the budget.
All right. All right. Very good. Anything else on that matrix that you want to bring to our attention?
No, I mean, now that we have approvals, we'll need the approval of the county council that our major task will be to get these notices out.
Yeah.
Get these notices prepared and get them out.
All right.
We'll work closely with the county to do that.
Well, thank you, Frank. And moving to item number seven, then, I'd entertain a motion to adopt the resolution noticing Salt Lake County at the date and time of the first public hearing on the proposed tax increase.
So moved.
So moved.
All right. Steve, will you take the second on that?
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Thank you. We're looking to approve the minutes.
Other business?
Pardon?
Did we get into other business?
We have some other business we need to take care of, at least the one item that I know of, and there may be others. Go ahead.
Okay, last month in our August meeting, on the approval of minutes on July 1st and 19th, I marked down as excused from the July 1st meeting. I stated that I was at that meeting and have corrected. When I went home and checked my notebook, I write down the meetings I go to and the hours. I didn't have anything for July 1st, so I was wrong on that, and I did not attend that meeting.
So we wish to recorrect the minutes, okay?
All right, so noted.
All right, please do, thank you. And thanks for your honesty.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes from August 22nd with that noted correction.
Other business.
Other business
real quick.
Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me.
Oh, that's fine. This came yesterday from Mike Winder, who is the redevelopment agency director for Mill Creek, requesting the creation of a taxing entity committee. That and because it was not on the agenda, it's something that we can take action on next month's meeting. But I wanted you to be aware of that because he's requesting someone to be appointed from this group to that committee.
Okay.
For the purpose,
you know, it may make sense, and I hate to do this, but it may make sense that I assume that responsibility because we've dealt with this on the county council level, so I'm somewhat familiar with it. If other board members are comfortable with that.
No argument. We'll make that recommendation next meeting.
And then, of course, they're going to be asking us to contribute a
part of our tax increment to that project, which means future taxes that will come to us are going to go to that development for a period of time, with a promise that it's all golden at the end of the period.
Our increment, you're talking Salt Lake County's.
Pardon?
You're talking Salt Lake County's increment? Or no, this board's?
I'm talking about this increment. Okay. Well, everybody's, yeah, ours too.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Everybody's all taxing entities.
Did Bobby, did you have anything?
No, I was just going to get a tips.
Oh, okay. Well then, let us, under this, we'll just post this for the next meeting. Is that correct, Scott?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do that, but with the intent that I'll serve on that. All right, any other business? Yes, sir.
Just a note, on next month's meeting in October, Rick Moon, our treasurer, will be presenting the tentative budget as well as the third quarter quarterly report. We will also have a resolution to add Lisa Dudley as a deputy treasurer, which and then that will be followed by a similar resolution that you passed in UPD for authorization on the PTIF account, where we will include her name on that as well.
Is that pro bono, by the way, or do we pay her?
She is earning all her money, I'll tell you what. and which I would like to say for all the staff that support me and Slaviza, Frank, Rick, Lisa, Angie, and Amanda, I'll tell you, couldn't be a better group of people. And Frank, I'll tell you what, he is earning his money as well, because he calls me several times.
We warned you about him.
Well, like Carl said, Frank will do your worrying for you. That was absolutely correct, but couldn't have picked a better individual. And Lisa Dudley has just been outstanding. And I know she's been working extremely hard getting on top of everything.
Let me say, yes, too, that, you know, I'm very pleased with the way things have developed with our personnel and our support staff. I think it's just working out terrifically, so I'm very pleased.
Well, thank you very much. On other business also, as we attended the Metro Township Council meetings, one of the points that I noted very strongly was that we have a need of bringing the township council groups in to do a tour. And I know for the purposes of the workshop that was talked about in the UPD board meeting, the tour was not necessary for that operation, but I think that for the council members who have no contact with this board or UPD, I think scheduling them through their precinct chiefs to bring them in at a time and do a walkthrough and a orientation of the services that UPD provides, I think would be very helpful, because there is a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of just lack of understanding on the part of the councils who you represent, and I know that you field a lot of questions for them, and it might be beneficial to you as well that it would decrease their questions and increase their understanding of our operation. So I just put that out to you. I would have you coordinate that through your precinct chiefs and then manage that as you see fit.
All right, that's something you would see occurring on the precinct level, not all precincts getting together and doing one.
Right, just on the Metro Township Council level, asking their precinct chief, hey, organize a little field trip for us.
All right, you're prepared to respond to what they
Oh, absolutely. There they are right there. Yep. They'll do excellent.
Very good. All right.
So I wanted to advise the board. I will be unavailable from October 13th through October 20th. That's a commitment I made, signed a contract before I took this position. Unfortunately, it's like in the Marshall Islands, so I will not, I may be out of communication. So I've talked to Carl Hendrickson, and so between those, that and that week, now we should have everything, all the resolution, but if you need anything, Carl will phone into the meeting on October 18th. I'll try to phone in, but I think there's issues out there. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. Any other business? I see none, so we will adjourn. Thank you.
Motion to approve the minutes?
Approve the minutes.
Oh.
We never got to that.
That's right.
We went backwards too.
Yeah, we went backwards on that. So I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of August 22nd.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Now,
one other thing before you adjourn is setting the next meeting. Are we going to alter the time or ask request for an amendment?
No, that's a good point too. What do you recommend?
Not necessary on that meeting because that is a meeting. The hearing does need to be at 6 p.m. or later, and that's the decision.
Well, I think they're talking.
We have that work session all day.
On the 18th?
Yes.
And Mr. Chair, I just want to say real quick, I was an eye on that last time.
Thank you.
All right, so.
They would have a UPD meeting in the morning. Mm-hmm. The workshop would be in the afternoon. That's what I heard, so it's still possible. I don't know.
What's the time of the workshop?
All day.
On the 18th? Yeah, starting at 8:30, ending at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Maybe we could keep the agenda only to essential items, anything that could be bumped to the next meeting. I think we could have a brief meeting that day before we moved into work session if we had to.
Okay. There will be a lunch in that, and there will be a couple breaks, so that is an option.
Maybe they could take a recess then.
That's a joke.
Well, yes. I think any of those things may work if we have to post it.
Well, we are notifying, as long as the date is October 18th, we are notifying the county council of that date. But
that's probably
I was thinking about that when it came up this morning.
How about you coordinate with UPD on their agenda? And if they're going to be done at, they anticipate 9:30, we'll notice ours for 9:30. Get through probably just the one item of the proposed budget. It's critical. If there's more, great, but we can just.
Yeah. And then the couple of resolutions will be real quick.
Okay.
All right, so what's the result?
I will coordinate with UPD board on that agenda.
Okay.
We'll still plan to meet briefly.
All right. Well, any other business? Any other minutes to approve? Anything else we want to talk about? Okay, well then, given that, let's adjourn.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Max.
Have a good day.
You too.